From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. But the spokesman says that is out of the question. However, Wednesday marked a third day with no reports of fighting between the two sides, suggesting they had heeded U.S. calls for an end to hostilities, at least for the time being. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas, Venezuela, on Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of about 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. A separate protest by red-shirted government supporters was also taking place Thursday. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville on Thursday after a night of violence. Protesters set fire to the National Assembly building and buildings nearby. Officials say at least one person was killed, 19 injured when government forces stormed the opposition headquarters. The United States announced additional sanctions on Russia over its continuing support of Ukraine's rebels and the annexation of Crimea. The Treasury Department says it designated 37 new individuals and companies operating in Crimea and Ukraine for the sanctions blacklist. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has ended his flirtation with softer immigration policies. Trump declared in a speech late Wednesday in Arizona that he would deport millions of undocumented immigrants living in the country. He renewed his vow to build a wall along the U.S. southern border and to make Mexico pay for it. Trump spoke at a rally Wednesday in Ohio, criticizing some trade agreements, such as the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Ohio has lost nearly 1 in 3 manufacturing jobs since NAFTA and nearly 1 in 4 manufacturing jobs since China entered the World Trade Organization. That's really something. These are deals made at the top. We have no leadership.
Speaking Wednesday at a campaign event in New Hampshire, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine criticized Trump for failing to bring up his proposal for making Mexico pay for a wall along the U.S. border.
I don't think he forgot. I think he didn't have the guts to bring it up. I think he kind of lost his will, lost his nerve, lost his confidence. That's not what you want to see from somebody who you were expecting to represent the country. You got to be strong for your values.
Kaine's running mate, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, is calling for a comprehensive overhaul of U.S. immigration policies, similar to legislation currently blocked by Republicans in Congress. The U.S. Department of Justice has sentenced a Romanian hacker nicknamed Guccifer to 52 months in prison. Marcel Lahel Lazar was convicted of hacking into the email accounts of about 100 Americans in a case that exposed the private account used by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. The Justice Department says Lazar was sentenced for unauthorized access to a protected computer and aggravated identity theft committed between 2012 and 2014. He pleaded guilty to the charges on May 25th. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in Florida Thursday. NASA said SpaceX was testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site. No one was injured, but the rocket and a satellite on board were destroyed. The satellite was intended to beam high-speed internet signals to Africa for Facebook. Brazil's ousted president, Dilma Rousseff, has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. The appeal demands the immediate suspension of the effects of the Senate decision. The appeal accuses opposition lawyers of violating Rousseff's right to due process. If the court grants the injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.